The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Are you the King of the Jews? Pilate asked. Jesus replied, Do you ask this of your own accord, or have others spoken to you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? It is your own people and the chief priests who have handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus replied, Mine is not a kingdom of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my men would have fought to prevent my being surrendered to the Jews. But my kingdom is not of this kind. So you are a king then, said Pilate. It is you who say it, answered Jesus. Yes, I am a king. I was born for this. I came into the world for this, to bear witness to the truth, and all who are on the side of truth listen to my voice. The Gospel of the Lord. For our feast day, the bishop has sent a letter about the feast day that he wants all the priests to read. Dear brothers and sisters, with our year of faith now in full swing, I thought I would share with you a reflection or two about Christ being indeed King of the universe. It may sound rather quaint using this word king in an age when monarchy is rare or, where it still exists, heads up a system that is dependent on an electorate. We're accustomed to this in our own country, where the Queen has been a good example of commitment to her people and to God. When we use the word king relating to Christ, we actually mean that he has all power in heaven and earth. We do not elect him. He chooses us and asks us to live and speak in such a way that his kingship may win acceptance by all people in our world. That is a daunting task and one that needs our wholehearted commitment. Our church is about its Lord. We disciples can only be about our Master. If others are to find Jesus an attractive person to follow, what we are, what we do and say, becomes very important. Luckily, for others to come to faith is primarily the work of the Holy Spirit. But we can facilitate that process by being disciples of integrity and genuineness. Unfortunately, we can also be obstacles through our sinfulness. We find such a poignant scene in today's gospel. Jesus challenges the whole array of secular power presented by Pilate by declaring that his kingdom is of a different order to Caesar's and that he stands for the truth. If we are his disciples, we also stand for truth, the truth that Christ has revealed about God and ourselves. The year of faith is about our readiness to explore that truth and to allow it to take possession of us, so we can give an account of it to those who ask. We can hear much about this truth in the lectionary of the church, especially on Sundays, and in documents like the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Listen carefully today for that glorious description of the kingdom of Christ in the preface of the Mass, an eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. You and I are workers for that kingdom. The church to which we belong is in its own way an anticipation in history of the fullness of that kingdom for which we pray and work. The Second Vatican Council, whose agenda we still follow, put it this way. The Church endowed with the gifts of her founder and faithfully observing his precepts of charity, humility, and self-denial, receives the mission of proclaiming and establishing among all peoples the kingdom of Christ and of God. And she is on earth the seed and the beginning of that kingdom. While she slowly grows to maturity, the church longs for the completed kingdom and with all her strength, hopes, and desires to be united in glory with her King. As Advent starts next week, I invite all of us to nourish and develop our yearning for the final form of that kingdom during the weeks leading to the celebration of Christmas and to the mystery of God made man. May God bless you all. It's signed Christopher, Bishop of Plymouth. I will make copies available if you wish to take one away at the end after Mass.